FSVC was founded at U.S. presidential initiative in 1990, and it was envisaged at that time as a means of helping to strengthen financial sectors in countries coming out of communism. So across Eastern Europe and then into the former Soviet Union, countries were attempting to develop market-based economies, but they didn't have the financial infrastructure to begin to do this. What became clear by the end of the 90s was that our model of assistance could be very effective across the entire developing and emerging market world as countries tried to build market-based systems. And the absence of a market-based financial sector was a major impediment to achieving economic growth and job creation and true prosperity.
Our model is demand-driven. We only work in countries that seek our assistance and that ask for it. Typically, we'll go into a country and meet with leading reformers, either in the central bank or in the head of the bankers' association for the country, the head of a venture capital association. It might be in the finance ministry. We basically listen. We listen as carefully as we can to the challenges that they're facing as they try to implement reform agendas. We then find leading experts who, as a matter of public service, will step out of their jobs and come and serve on a team that can provide the needed assistance. For individuals, it's an opportunity to give back some of the expert knowledge that they've developed in the course of very successful careers, and I mean, very frankly, to help make the world a better place through unique service that takes advantage of their very specialized knowledge and their careers. From financial institutions, it's a chance to learn more about key potential future markets for themselves, because the markets where we're working are almost certainly going to be important future financial markets for U.S. institutions and for institutions from other advanced economies. There are enormous strategic interests for the United States in all of the regions where we're active, whether it's sub-Saharan Africa, North Africa, the Middle East, the Balkans, East Asia, the Pacific. And our work is important to developing economic growth, job creation, prosperity, social and political stability in the countries that ask for our assistance. And that's fundamental interest to the world and the kind of world that the United States and the U.S. government want to see.
A major change that's happening right now is the growing role of innovative technology in delivering financial services. We're shifting into delivering assistance to provide more innovative types of financial services through more innovative delivery mechanisms. FinTech is becoming important as 2017 unfolds in our actual work in East Africa, where it's got tremendous relevance for delivering financial services and strengthening financial sectors. This work is fundamentally important, and it's fundamentally important to our own future here, not just to the countries themselves.